Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. And now we're going into the Christina Liu show. But before I go there, I just want to acknowledge both our guests. I mean, each week it really is. It's so informative. And I compliment Christina, who's the producer, you know, starting with Lauren Sumer this morning, and who is the resident advocate for the town of North Hempstead, and a very, very important source of information for homeowners. And we tell you all the time, call 311, ask for Lauren. If you have a question in reference to your house, if you're getting ready to sell it, or you want to do some work, etc. And then we had Carol O'Neill and Christine Weber, both on from EAC, talking about the respite program and some of the references they have for helping people also age in place. You know, the whole idea of Project Independence is to help our seniors age in place. And an organization, a not-for-profit, who EAC, which will be celebrating their 50th anniversary next year, have people, and anybody listening, Christine and Carol, you know, they got here, you know, they're here because they loved what they're doing. And it's evident, and, you know, their clients are the beneficiaries of it. So really, you know, this goes back to Christina by picking wonderful people each week. So congratulations.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's my pleasure. You know, they really were, and we were laughing because we say this every week that it really flipped, but it really like flipped by. And even the guests were like, wow, like this is like over. But, you know, as far as like Lauren is so great, and I'm actually so impressed because Lauren could like spit out these things like, oh, your fence has to be this high. Right, like, it really impresses me that like she's retaining all of like this information, which will be like, you know, it's a great thing for her to have.
Did she retain it or do you think she made it up?
It sounded so good to me. I was like, wow, she's like spit out like these dimensions. But I think it's, you know, just really another testament. You know, she was saying when Supervisor Bosworth first came into office, this was one of the first things she did was to create this resident advocate. And I think, you know, across the board in all these departments, Judy really has these things that just make the residents' lives easier,
right.
You know, like a Project Independence, like this, you know, just to facilitate things and not be, you know, because we certainly all know, no matter what age you are, anything involving the building department and codes can be very overwhelming. And confusing. And the fact that you could have someone who could really explain all this to you, I think, is certainly great. And Lauren, like, you know, she really enjoys doing it. And I think, you know, you brought up a really good point. You know, we were able to hear on the show today times, you know, examples of times how it really has benefited someone. You know, you always hear this negative stuff.
Right.
And it's really important to focus on all the ways that it's helped, you know, residents of the town. So that was great. And I just want to remind people, I know she went over the dates, but I think it's definitely important for everyone to check out. What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home will be on Thursday, June 7th. That's at the Hillside Public Library. And Wednesday, June 13th is at the Manhasset Public Library for that. So I think that's it's definitely something to check out.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and I think these are beneficial because you hear other people's questions and concerns or some things you might not even have thought of. You know, so definitely check that out. And as far as EAC goes, they're, you know, they've been partnered with Project Independence for so long, and they do such great stuff. I know I've known Carol for a really long time, and they it's just amazing, you know, especially when you hear, you know, we're fortunate here to have people who are so invested in the program, and I think that's what makes the interviews special.
Right,
you know,
right.
You hear how Carol and Christine really care about this and put a lot of time and effort into the matching process. You know,
oh.
I love seeing how that goes, and I think it's just such an amazing concept. You know, we featured it in our Pioneer a couple of times, and I said, always send me these stories. You know, I love to show this because I think it shows people how, you know, on both ends it could really be beneficial.
Yeah.
So
I actually, you know, she said fooling around about it, like what is it, a dating site or,
mm-hmm.
or what do you call that, whatever. It's so true.
Yeah,
because you have to match up the
yeah.
person. Put the wrong guy in there or girl, makes no difference if there's no connection.
Yeah,
nothing,
I think it's so important.
No interest,
right.
in common, it doesn't
no,
work.
No, because, you know, you want it to work out, you know, as best as it can be. So, you know, you really want to find people that have matching interests,
right.
and make it easier, you know. And our social workers and nurses at Project Independence have been saying to us, you know, they really need more resources as far as for caregivers, and because it's such a growing thing now. And a lot of times they'll be seeing, you know, a husband and a wife, and one or the other is not realizing that they're a caregiver because they're just husband and wife.
Right,
you know,
right,
they're
right.
not even acknowledging the fact that they're being, you know, the predominant caregiver, which is a huge stress on everything, you know. And both of them tend to be seniors now, you know, so it's just – it gets – there's so many different layers. And so I was like, listen, I'm going to try my hardest to keep tracking down different organizations that offer – you know, respite and caregiver assistance.
And actually, in town of North Hempstead right now, there are more volunteers than families.
Right.
So basically, Christine said, feel free to make a phone call.
Right.
You know, it's a service that's given for free, and there's volunteers available.
No, and I think that's so important, you know, because through Town North Hempstead's partnership, there's no cost, you know, for anyone, which I think is really is beneficial. And you know, 2 hours a week, 4 hours a week can go such a long way. So it's definitely something I think people should check out. And it's great, you know, if you want to be a volunteer or if you want to, you know, you need help or you're caring for someone that needs help. It's 516-539-0150, extension 218 for the respite program.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because, I mean, she talked about the rain today. And we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Like in the wintertime, scams happen to people.
Right.
They're lonely. You know, we've had a lousy spring.
Yeah.
So a senior who's stuck in the house with their loved one, it's draining.
Absolutely. No, and you don't even realize it a lot of times, you know, the days go by and stuff. But these little things, you know, can make such a huge difference in the lives of everyone involved. So, and also, you know, EAC does the Meals on Wheels program that I always want to promote because Meals on Wheels, you know, they're solely the provider of Meals on Wheels in Nassau County. And I think it's just it's something really worth pursuing. You know, this way you could have a steady frozen meals, you know, they were saying that can come to your house.
Right.
And they're looking for volunteers for that, too. So if you are, you know, you have some time on your hands, I think it really would be something worth it. So you can always call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information.
Okay.
You certainly want to promote it and get it out there. And another program that I was sent over from the Sid Jacobson JCC, they have a friendly visiting program. So I know a lot of our social workers and nurses refer over to this program. And the friendly visitor program is really essentially, you know, you could just meet with someone. It's flexible. You know, you go through a training program. You could just, you know, play cards, share a cup of coffee, whatever it might be. They're looking for volunteers for that program. So definitely check it out. And, you know, look, you could do both. You could do an
EAC
thing. Or, you know, you could, and then by that time, you know, you could actually have a lot of time covered, you know, which is wonderful.
And you know what it is? All these places are looking for volunteers, and I'm not questioning anybody. Everybody has the time to do it. You know, you'll turn around and say, the weekend's gone. I didn't do anything. You know, we're talking 2 hours, 2 to 4 hours a week.
Right.
That, you know, for a senior who's a well senior, why not get out of the house, go someplace?
No, and, you know, and that's what we always say, too. You know, Project Independence serves people 60 onward.
Right.
So that's a huge span of life. So we're serving people, you know, for 40 years almost. So a lot of, you know, what we really want to encourage people that a lot of our younger seniors are super active. You know, 60 is young. You know, so you can be, you know, you are retired, you could be, you know, and finding, looking for something to do. And I think it's, you know, something that is rewarding as well as, you know, beneficial to the community. So help out the community and volunteer for these things. You know, I really want to encourage people because a lot of our PI programs, you know, are through volunteers do this. You know, John and I were talking during the break. He's like, so impressed with Project Independence. You know, we're a small staff doing a lot of amazing work out there. You know, I just looked. We're almost at 14,000 members, registered members, which is crazy because I feel like we just celebrated our, like, 10,000th member. So time is certainly flying by. But it's great.
And the word keeps getting out there.
Yeah,
and more people realize, you know.
No, and that's what I really also want to give a shout out to, you know, we had some meetings with different organizations. There's how do you spread the word? And we're like, you know, as much as, you know, we have all this promotional, you know, we get out there. But the number one way that people find out about things still is through word of mouth.
Right.
You know, and I think it's really amazing because we have these Project Independence members that have pretty much been with us from the beginning, who are on advisory committees, you know, part of the radio. They're in all different aspects. So they kind of serve as our little ambassadors. And I think people are, you know, can be weary of a government program. You know, you hear that, you're not sure if, you know, they're trying to uncover something. But I think, you know, when you hear it from your neighbor, all the wonderful services that they take advantage of or know about, you're more inclined to, you know, be a part of it. So thank you to all of our PI ambassadors out there who, you know, are spreading the word on all these great, great programs because, unfortunately, we cannot be everywhere.
Right.
So I just want to give a shout out to them. But also coming up are some, hopefully the weather will be sunnier and you can get out for all these great programs because our World in Motion program, which is actually one of our PI volunteers, Martha Cohen, who is absolutely an amazing woman and she does such a great job talking about different current world issues. That's at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's on Tuesday, June 5th, from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So we definitely want to encourage people to check that out as well. Also, our St. Francis Health Cardiac Health Van is going around to two locations in June. On June 5th, it'll be at the Sid Jacobs and JCC. And what I love about St. Francis Van is you do not need to make an appointment. You could just show up, no insurance needed. You just go on, and you could have, you know, your blood pressure be checked, diabetes screenings, cholesterol screenings. And they'll give you education as needed, too.
Is this 16 over also? Or this is
this is actually 18 and over.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's what's is really nice, you know, obviously, for our members. But if, you know, if you're 18 or over, you know, and you want to do that, too, and you're with someone, you could certainly go onto the van. And what's really exciting that we're in the works of doing organization, because I do the scheduling for St. Francis, an organization called the Center for Hearing Health, actually reached out to me, and they have a van as well, and they want to do hearing screenings, you know, the same day as the cardiac. So you can go from one van to the next van, and it's completely free as well, and they'll do these hearing screenings, which is wonderful, you know. So hopefully in the fall we'll be able to get that partnership going. And then June 7th at the Great Neck Social Center, the St. Francis van will be there as well. So definitely we encourage people to check it out. And if you're in the area, just pop on the, you know, you don't have to make a commitment. You could just be there. A great, great program that our social worker and nurse, Joanne Tricarica, who's our nurse, and Audrey Dinsdale, who's our social worker for one of our regions, are teaming up to do a thing that actually came out of an advisory committee. It's called Mental Health in Older Adults, Overcoming Worry and Fear and Managing the Blues. Which I think is great. You know, we were talking about this too, and this is really to teach you how to recognize the signs and symptoms of anxiety and depression, gain an understanding of risk factors, and increase your awareness of the most common and treatable mental health concerns. You can know when to get help or different types of help that are available. So they're really wonderful.
Wow.
And the two of them together, they're really a great, great team. And this is going to be at the Mineola Library on June 18th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., so I think it's certainly an important topic to check out.
I do a monthly newsletter this month. It's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, I love it. I actually have that sign in my office.
Really?
Oh, yes. I have a plaque. That's always my go-to. I said just point to the sign if people are like, just refer to my wooden sign that's hanging up above my desk. I like that. See? But, you know, I think it's important because a lot of times, you know, you might not be sure. You know, your loved one or you might be experiencing things and you're not sure exactly what you are, you know, feeling. And this way you're meeting with a social worker in nursing who are very understanding. And if there are concerns, you know, they could talk to you
right there, which I think
is certainly a wonderful thing they're doing. Also,
through you know what we'll take a break.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to see if you get one more in, but less time.
Wow, yeah.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.